Hi, this is a dictation for Marcellus Francis, MarcellusFrancis. Date of birth is 11/16/2025. Date of service is 10/22/2025. Date of accident is 10/14/2025. Patient is a 33-year-old gentleman who was involved in an automobile accident on 10/14/2025, and he has been having various symptoms emanating from it. It involves the pain in the neck and upper back area, mostly with no radiation or radiculopathy. Patient has headaches with some symptoms of TBI also, in addition to that are being reported. History of the automobile accident is as follows. The patient was traveling as a driver at 7 a.m. on 10/14/2025 in the city of Warren near I-96. He was exiting of the exit ramp, and the exit was called Groesbeck, G-R-O-E-S-B-E-C-K. As he was going through the exit ramp towards the on the service drive, he came to the intersection of the Groesbeck Road where there was a blinking yellow light, and the other driver hit him in a rear-ending impact, and after that his car spun around before resting. The patient was driving a Fusion car at around 10 miles an hour. The other car was SUV at 50 miles an hour. The patient was wearing seatbelts. Airbags were deployed. There was a loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. And patient was taken to the emergency room at Extension Hospital, where he was there for 3 days, inpatient. He had a CT scan, x-rays, he was placed a Philadelphia collar, soft collar. He was found to have a fracture of the neck, cervical spine. He saw neurosurgery. He had a fracture of the odontoid process at C2, which was decided to be not operated. And it was left alone for a conservative treatment, no surgery. He was advised to wear a Philadelphia collar. And then he went to Henry Ford Hospital next day He went to the Henry Ford Hospital on 10/18 or something, and he was feeling bad. He had a shortness of breath, and the neck was very heavy, but he was discharged after doing some x-rays and medications. Regarding the damage to the car, car is completely totaled. Trunk, bumper is completely damaged. Police report was filed. There was no damage to inside structures like headrest, dashboard, steering wheel. And regarding the injuries, patient report that he hit his head into the left window. There was no direct trauma to the chest, pelvic, or abdomen. And he felt he jumped out of the car thinking there could be a fire in the car. And he fell on the ground. He felt his head was hurting very badly. He fell off the shoulder, fell off on the shoulder. And however, there was no fracture except the fracture of the neck. There was no laceration and no bleeding. He jumped out of the car because his neck was very painful, numb, and swollen and stiff. And that's why he decided to get out of the car. But he fell, and he injured his head as a result. History of presenting illness, patient is complaining of headaches, which are 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. They're occupying the back of the head and the right temple. They are present constantly, severe, sensitive to the noise, not sensitive to the light. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Patient reports of losing consciousness at the time of accident for a few minutes, but he did okay since then. He has a severe dizziness, severe vertigo, loss of balance, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, nightmares, erectile dysfunction, and taste problem. Patient cannot smell. However, the patient has the following. He denies having ringing in the ear. He denies loss of memory. He denies any seizures. He denies loss of equilibrium, no loss of concentration, denies any incontinence of the urine bowel, no nausea or vomiting, no blurred vision, no spots in the vision, no loss of vision field, denies any TMJ problem. He reports that his taste is bad because everything tastes different. However, the smell is not affected. In addition, patient has no subtle anesthesia. He got moderate difficulty in walking, moderate anxiety, depression, and panic, but denies any weakness, lightheadedness. He denies any numbness, tingling, and sleep disturbance. Regarding the pain, patient is experiencing pain in the neck area and upper back area nearby the spine from C2 to D5. And surrounding muscle area. No other pain is reported. No pain in the shoulders. No pain in the lower back. No pain in the mid back. No pain in the elbows, hands, or hips, or knees, or foot, or ankle. None of them. He can walk pretty reasonably. And he has some pre-existing issues. He was jumped by three men in Detroit for robbery on 10-2-2025. When he fell on the concrete and he fractured his pelvis. And he's seeing an orthopedic surgeon for that issue. At this time, the pains are described to be present several times continuously as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, heart burning, aching, heavy, tender, tiring, exhausting, and fearful. Pain is between 6 and 9. ADLs are affected 9. The pain is worsened by standing, lying down, coughing, bending, while improved with medications and sitting. Patient do not report any radiculopathy or any other issues. No muscle weakness are reported. And the patient has had extensive studies of X-rays, MRI, CT scan at the various hospitals. However, he has not done any physical therapy, no chiropractic treatment, no laser treatment, no procedures are done for the pain relief or any doctor visit. Please review the record for system review, for surgical history, allergies, or family history. His mother had a cancer of the stomach, and father is living but blood pressure. 7 brothers, no sisters. One brother has diabetes, one brother has asthma, one brother is on dialysis for kidney. He also has been reported to have a dialysis of his kidney. He has a kidney failure for last 7 years. And he goes 3 days for dialysis on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. This will be the records for legal history, for personal history, ADLs, and for diagnosis page as well. Physical examination. This is a 33-year-old African-American male of a good-built, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is good. Patient is well-behaved, well-dressed, and attitude is good. Doesn't seem to be overtly anxious, depressed. Mentation is good, and patient is able to walk reasonably well without any antalgic gait or any support or adaptive devices. Neck is quite stiff, but rest of the exam will come from the template. Including the neurological examination, which is normal. Musculature examination reveals a total stiffness of the neck and difficult to move without hurting. And muscle spasm is noticed in the in the cervical fibers of trapezius capitis muscle and in the posterior part and paravertebral muscles in the near the spine from C2 to T5, and there is some spasm of the upper trapezius muscles with trigger points. From T6 to L5, there is no tenderness, and there is some tenderness is noticed in the spine at C2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. On musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation, it comes from the template. SI joints are not tender. No tenderness from T6 to L5 and S1, while there is a tenderness in the cervical spine from C2 to T5 with surrounding muscle spasm, paravertebral muscle spasm with trigger points, as well as 2 plus hypertonicity. Trapezius muscle in the upper part is also in spasm. Range of motion of the cervical spine is limited. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 30. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion 25, bilateral rotation is 25. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine. Forward flexion, in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was positive. There is a thenar prominence muscle atrophy. The Lermit test was positive. The Perling sign was positive. Distraction test was not tried. And SOTOR test also was not done, as the patient has a fracture of the odontoid process of C2. The thoracic spine slump test and Roos test are negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test was negative, and the CLR is negative, Babinski negative, CAM test negative, Rudzinski-Kernig test negative. In the SI joint, both the SI joints are non-tender. Faber test, Gonsalan test are negative. The And the standing flexion test, the iliocompression test are negative. Distraction test is negative in the SI joint area. Extremities examination was unremarkable except for the thenar prominence atrophy and from previous issues that patient has had from a kidney failure. For last 8 years, he suffered muscle damage in the right upper arm, which is malformed, maldeformed, and weak. Motor power only 3/5, and that is unrelated to the accident. The distal pulsation is diminished, and reflexes are absent in the right upper extremity. Diagnosis from the diagnosis page. Plan of care from the template. Treatment plan. Patient is ordered a physical therapy to be done at two times per week to focus on the neck and the upper back. Muscle spasms I indicated to be careful about the fractured C2. I canceled the traction for this patient and even the massage. Patient is found disabled for work, housework replacement, and transportation. Patient is provided with medications which are as follows. Naproxen 500 twice a day, 375 once a day due to his CRF for anti-inflammatory effect. Nirontin 600 milligram twice a day for 60 tablets for headaches and pain relief. Lidocaine gel 3% for pain relief. Narcos 7.5, 325, one every 12 hours for 7 days. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to gym, none needed. And patient is to be careful about the fracture of the dents. So the exercise of the neck has to be gentler as per advised by the physical therapist. And a monitored and supervised exercise plan. Review of the available MRIs, radiology and records. I have a record of CT scan of the brain, which was found to be negative. They were done on October 14, 2025. X-ray of the pelvis showed some pre-existing issues with the right superior pubic ramus, and the CAT scan was advised. Widening of the symphysis pubis, but no fracture was seen. CT scan of the spine, MRI of the cervical spine is here. It shows a non-displaced fracture of the dents. Along with this, there is a prevertebral edema, intraspinous ligamentous edema, mild subcutaneous edema. There is a partially imaged fluid collection along the right dorsal aspect of the spinal canal at cervico-thoracic junction and in the upper thoracic spine to at least T4 level, and which is epidural in nature, and it represents epidural hemorrhage. The right dorsal aspect of the thecal sac, but otherwise does not cause significant spinal canal traumas, compromise. The patient was informed about these findings in great details. He was advised that he should be wearing Philadelphia collar and continue seeing neurosurgeon and a spine surgeon. He has been referred to Dr. Radin for consultation for his fracture. CT scan of the cervical spine showed acute non-displaced type 1 odontoid fracture. So far, so good. The patient is otherwise stable. He was provided with a tense unit, for further healing of the muscle spasm. Education is yes, and he will return in 7 days for further follow-up. Thank you. His medical records will be ordered released from the Extension Hospital and Henry Ford Hospital. Otherwise, he is stable.